I cannot tell what specific information informed the British to issue the alert at this particular time. They must have some information pointing to threats to their interests or their citizens. But whatever it is, cannot be surprising, considering that in the last couple of years, we've had a significant number of terror attacks, largely attributable to a rebel group of Ugandans that are mainly operating out of the neighboring country of the Democratic Republic of Congo, which prompted 2 years ago a large deployment of Ugandan troops into Congo to cooperate with the Congo military in trying to flush out this rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF. And they have been conducting operations in the eastern part of Congo for now 2 years. So there is a general threat that hangs over the country. I think this is a new twist that there is a specific threat to the British in Uganda.
Although the British advisory did not say exactly the threat level, but what do you make of the comment attributed to President Museveni's deputy press secretary, Farouk Chirunda? He says that the advisory by the UK government to its citizens is noted. But he said, Uganda is not at war and our security forces are there to ensure safety and security of citizens and our visitors.
Quite clearly ridiculous, because certainly Uganda is at war. As I have told you, for the last 2 years, a large contingent, this is something like two brigades, are operating outside Uganda, in the neighboring areas of Uganda, fighting actively the what is believed to be rebel forces of the ADF. Secondly, you know that Uganda has been also fighting actively in Somalia against the Al-Shabaab. And you may also recall that some time back there was a terror attack in Kampala attributable to the Al-Shabaab. And over and beyond what the active military engagements that Uganda is involved in, there is, as I have pointed out, a very serious security problem within the country itself, arising out largely of the unprecedented challenges posed by the economy, where most young people cannot make ends meet, and where there is a very clearly increased gun violence.
Dr. Besigye, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
A great pleasure, James.